Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Wouldn't you love to know what your business wants to do for the last quarter of the year? Well, I want to know. We're moving into quarter four of 2025. And I was like, what is happening? What should we be prepared for? What should we know about? What should we flow with? So welcome to today's episode, all about predictions for quarter four of 2025 in your business. Let's just jump right into it. Okay, message number one. I was looking out into my window and I saw all these goldenrod. They're like these really pretty yellow plants that grow out in my property. And it's just so much yellow. And I was like, oh, okay, which represents the solar plexus, which is all about confidence. And I was really getting that you will be tested in your confidence, in your belief in yourself. And it's not because you're necessarily going to doubt yourself, but it seems like you've put yourself in this perfect situation where you're going outside your comfort zone, where you're doing something that like you knew you wanted to do and that you've been envisioning it, but you're actually like doing it now. And when you start doing it, you don't realize like how much you're missing the confidence that you had in the thing that you used to do before. So you're probably like coming off of something that you're good at, something that you've done before, something you know very well, but now you're going outside your comfort zone. You're like, whoa, I don't even know myself. Like, you may even find that you're reacting differently or you're acting differently. And it's because you're in the deep end of the pool now. You know, it's like, yeah, you can be really confident in this like shallow part of the pool. But now that you're in the deep end, it's a whole new game. So be kind with yourself. You can do hard things. This is so important that you're doing it. Like, it is meant to go. It's a long time coming. Like, this should have been done a long time ago. So you're meant to do this. So don't be afraid of being uncomfortable. Don't be afraid that you are not acting like yourself. You are going into deeper waters. This is exciting. This is going to create all sorts of new possibilities, a new promotion. Purposely put yourself in challenging places, because like this is what's coming for you, whether you like it or not. But don't be surprised when you realize that you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable. There's a new identity for this. Like, you know, maybe pay attention to how you formerly identified and now how you're identifying. It's always nice to give yourself a new identity when you're making that leap. So maybe it's like, oh, I saw myself as an artist and now I'm seeing myself as a business owner. Like, whatever it is that you need to be able to get there and to grow into these new shoes. It's like you're wearing shoes that are a little big for you, but it's been time, because those old shoes, like your toes were busting out, and you're going to grow into these shoes. And just remind yourself that you can do hard things. Like, you're totally going to figure this out. You have the stamina. Like, do not be afraid. And I say this because I feel like, you know, there are these stages in business where we're like leaning back and we're being a little bit more soft and we're allowing things to flow. But you're definitely moving into a place where you are going to be lifting more. It's like lifting, going from 5 pound weights to 10 pound weights. And it's very normal. Like, it is the time for that. It's the time in, you know, pregnancy that it's time to push. It's time to carry a little bit more weight. Like, this baby's getting bigger. Like, we're getting closer to it. So it's going to get a little uncomfortable. That doesn't mean that you're not feminine or that you're being too masculine or that you're pushing. It just means like it is time. That's the thing about the feminine. The feminine is not always flowy. The feminine has rhythms and seasons. So we're just moving into a season where you're going to be lifting a little bit more, where you're going to be a little bit more uncomfortable, where there's a learning curve, where you're putting yourself out there, and to not bubble wrap yourself from that experience. Like, you are resilient. Like, you can do this. And if you see yourself getting uncomfortable, don't wrap yourself in bubble wrap thinking that you are more fragile. Like, you are strong enough to do this. It's not going to be very painful. It's just, you were cozy in your own comfort zone. You know what I mean? Like, you're just coming off of a place where you've probably been at for a long time and you're good at what you were doing. And now you're going into a place that you're going to feel kind of a little inadequate because it's a whole new arena, but it's the arena that you're meant to play in. Message number two, there is a new hire that comes in that you've been kind of putting off. It's like you know that this hire was supposed to come. You've been thinking about this hire. You've been wondering if you're worthy of this hire, if you have money for this hire. There's like all this emotional roller coaster around this hire, which is really funny. And I feel like I'm here to tell you why this hire is going to be so great and kind of like what this hire is going to bring to maybe also help you make the right hire, because maybe there's a few options, a few candidates. So I'm going to kind of read into the energy of this hire just so that maybe the decision's a little bit easier. So this hire feels like a young spirit. That doesn't mean that they are younger than you or like young in your space. It just feels like they have this curiosity and this newness about what you're doing. So they may not even be like super experienced in what you're doing or in your space, but there's like this young curiosity, like almost like a naiveness that they bring that really expands and brings like new blood into more of an expert energy that you already have. So there may be like, I'm even thinking about my business, like myself, Sophie, and Kat, we are experts in what we do, like in all of our roles. Like we are very grounded in what we do. We know it well. And then I would imagine if you would bring in this like lighter energy who has a ton of questions and who's like new to it, like it's just kind of like a new blood, I guess. So it seems like that is what's going to come in. There's also this hire somehow has connections, and it doesn't mean that they have connections, but maybe they're like very interested in your space and they are a consumer of the space. So they know like all the players, and I don't mean like that they know them, but maybe they're like, oh yeah, that person who has such and such brand, like almost it looks like they see your space much wider than the way that you see the space. And that brings a ton of expansion into your business. As for the money for this hire, it's not a hire that is going to double your money right away. This feels like it's a hire who is an investment and who like slowly gives space for other people to do more. So maybe you are that other person, like you bring in an assistant and all of a sudden like you can do more because you bring in that assistant. So it feels like you have to be mindful of just like knowing that like maybe the business will not increase its revenue right away. But I would say about like 3 to 6 months, we will see like that person's salary or their whatever money you're paying them definitely is returned. So just hold off. Don't put pressure on this position. Like let this position have a little bit of space for a few months. It's like you need a runway. So maybe you know you need to make the hire, but maybe the message here is like, save 3 months worth of what you would pay that person to then make the hire so that you can feel comfortable if that is like that's what's needed. And I would say too that this new hire requires somebody's attention, whether it's your attention or somebody else on the team's attention. It requires somebody's leadership, and it's almost like this is not worth it unless you're ready to lead the person. So that's another thing, like you might have the money, but maybe you don't have like the time to lead the person yet. So maybe also making the decision to put some time aside to lead that person. So maybe you just like put, you know, you look at your calendar and you're like, okay, I think I can dedicate, you know, 3 hours a week to this person. I'm going to put it in my calendar so I can really help lead the person. I don't see you like needing to have all the answers, but it almost seems like this person need some of your time. Like they just need to be around you or around somebody else on the team. So it might not be you, but could be somebody else on the team. But the person does need some FaceTime and some training or some just like being around, even if it's just like team meetings or something. But this person needs to like kind of shadow you for a while. So, and I think that that's kind of maybe what's putting this off a little bit, because you know that it's going to require more than just like the money resource. It almost looks like you know that it's going to require time resource, but it's a very good investment. It really just feels like this person expands, like their presence expands the business. And who you need to become to lead this person, or who the other people on your team need to become to lead this person, also expands the business. So it's not like it's just this person, but it's like how this person inspires the rest of the company. Message number three. This quarter, we definitely see the creative committing to a business. It's like the creative has been running the show this year, which was needed. It seems like this year was about bringing the creativity forward, like finding the muse, like finding the creative spirit, maybe even getting good at a craft, you know, maybe making it beautiful. Maybe you've been working on branding, like things that are not so masculine, let's say. But what we see happening at this quarter, it may not happen like right now, but it's like leading up to next year, because next year really kind of ushers in a little bit more of like a maturity in next year. And it looks like the creative is getting ready to commit to something. So like commit to the fact that like this is a business even is what it feels like. And when I think about commitment, it's almost like the single girl is ready to commit to a male partner, let's say. And what happens is like that's the balance of the feminine and the masculine. Like the feminine is like, okay, I can't do it all by myself. Like I cannot have child without masculine, you know, like with the egg cannot have child without sperm. So it's like this energy that you maybe you've been in that's been a little bit more feminine, a little bit more creative, a little bit more like flow, is understanding that it could use the masculine aspects. And maybe those masculine aspects are structure, maybe their strategy, even just the container of business. Like maybe you've been a freelancer and you're like, okay, this is going to grow more, or this is going to give me that like flow and rest and peace that I'm looking for. That's like a feminine desire, but it's going to come from bringing in some of the masculine aspects. So that's why I need to call this a business. Maybe some of you have been thinking about business, but haven't even like opened the business. And it looks like that commitment sets you up for next year. So super exciting. And it's a mature decision. It's like knowing that it's time. And I honestly feel like some of you, if you are single, I feel like it kind of coincides. It's going to affect your personal life as well. Like you're humbled to understand that collaboration is better. And like one of the most beautiful collaborations is like masculine and feminine. So I feel like it may even improve your dating life. Message number four. So this quarter, it's a lot of like planning and ideas. I feel like it's not like all these things happen right now, but there is like a lot of downloads that come in. They just kind of ground. Like there's less doubt or like less confusion almost. And these things like these, because you're ready to be mature about what you're about to do. You're ready to be like, okay, I will accept the responsibility. That's a good word. Like you're like, okay, I'm feeling responsible enough. So one of the things that was coming forward is in-person gatherings. It feels like these really pay off. So maybe we'll see you plan an in-person gathering. Maybe we'll see you plan in-person gatherings as a strategy. Maybe like you've been online and you're like, okay, I'm going to really strategize by scheduling these in-person gatherings. It's funny. The other day, Sophie, my content director, asked me to like look at some old photos because she wanted to tell the story of like how the business started. And I was going through all these old photos and I was like, oh my God, like all I did in the beginning was speak at live events. Like that's all I did. And when I say live events, I mean like coffee shop with 20 people live event, you know, like don't picture Nikki on a stage with 300 people. Like, no, like just like small little meetups in Miami. And I was doing a ton of that. And that's like all I did. And I was like, man, ever since I had the kids, I really stopped doing that. I do travel to do some of the bigger ones, but I've taken it out. And I would be honest that like moving from Miami to here, I don't know if this area will accept me. So I feel like I haven't put myself out there because I'm like, I don't know if Asheville will accept me. Like, will people show up? Like, it's really outside of my comfort zone to like do something in another area. But I've been thinking about it too. I'm like, I feel like I'm supposed to be doing some live events, or what if we brought that energy back into the business? But I'm super scared to do it because I've been cozy and comfortable, which then I need to go listen to this episode and listen to message number one, because that was for me. But anyways, live events, they pay off. I don't know if that means you are putting together live events. It could also mean that you are going to conferences, you are going to retreats, like you yourself are maybe educating yourself in person. That seems very important. I am a huge believer in those like live conferences, live events. So many of the contacts that I have today came from live events. Actually, I was just interviewing a good friend of mine who's super successful on her second book, and we met at a live event. We met at a Latina blogger conference many moons before, I think in like 2017 or something. And that's why those things are important. So yeah, you're going to like learn information, but it also just seems like seeing people in person. Oh my gosh, do you guys know what I'm going to do in person in November? You're going to think this is crazy. My right hand, like she's my chief of staff, my everything, my assistant, Kat, which we've been working together. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kat, but I think it's been like 6 years, I want to say. Yeah, because I think it was like 2020. So something like that. I have never met Kat in person. We are like so close, total soul sisters. We have never met in person because she lives she's from Poland. I've been moving and we both have young kids and we just haven't been able to make it work. And the world is crazy, so it just hasn't worked. But we are finally going to have our first date. I think I'm like so nervous because I'm like, maybe it's awkward to see each other in person because we've seen each other on Zoom for so long, but I can't wait. And so it's like, it could be something like that, right? Like going to see this person I've worked with for so long is a important move. Like it brings something to the business. Like it brings something back. We are going to a conference together, so I'm sure that conference is going to be great too. But it seems like in person really pays off. So whether you do it this quarter or you start planning to bring some of that into your life, it's going to be great. For some of you, it's actually going to be your business model, believe it or not. Like some of you, I feel like you've been thinking about like wanting to be maybe known online. And I have a feeling that you're going to be very surprised when you see that when you do things in person, you're going to be more successful than you've ever been online. Yeah, I know that's a hard one, but I'm telling you, just move towards it, especially if you've been feeling it. You just got to get this done. Message number 5, there's this wind, this current, this flow that's coming your way, this inspiration that is about this shift in belief. Like you almost start to realize that you do not need to wait to be discovered, that you are just going to throw your hat in the ring. And what does that mean? To me, that feels like I remember trying to get a book deal and just being like, I don't really like this. Like they're asking me for all these things. And like, what are they even offering me? Like, I'm like, I feel like I'm still doing all the work. I'm like, I don't need somebody's approval. Like I'm just going to go and do it myself and sell my book on my own and, you know, do it that way. So it feels like it's something like that where you throw your hat in the ring. Maybe you even make the ask. Instead of waiting for a podcast to discover you, you go and you pitch yourself for that podcast. There's a lot of like just realizing that you can't just like keep waiting for somebody to come up to you. This reminds me of like, you know, when you're dating too, like you think that you can't go up to the person. For the record, I went up to Benny. Like I spotted Benny. I recognized him like from the other side of the room. And I just was like, I'm supposed to talk to that person. And I went up and I spoke to him and it was still very feminine, right? Like it does not mean that I'm pushing or I'm going outside. My body brought me there. I followed my calling, my intuition, like what was pulling me, which is the most feminine thing to do. So you're not being like aggressive by asking. You're not being masculine by like jumping over and kind of like bringing something to you. You're following where your body is pulling you to. If you're like, man, I am meant to be in XYZ rooms, then you're being pulled to that. So you have to go and ask like, how do I get into these rooms? Like, can you let me into this room? Can you let me into this table? Can you like letting that pull and letting that drive, we call it a drive, which I think is what gets us scared because we're trying to not be pushy. We're trying not to be masculine. We're trying not to, you know, burn ourselves out. So we don't want to follow drive. So I would just say like, is it drive or is it pull? Like it's okay to follow what's pulling you. And when you follow what's pulling you, there are action steps. You got to move your feet. You got to ask some questions, you know, you have to do things. So don't be afraid of that. But it does seem like you realize that you can't keep waiting and throw your hat in the ring. Do you know what that means? That means like, if they're looking for somebody, if this podcast does interview people that are spiritual and you are spiritual, throw your hat in the ring. So it's like, let's just see, like, am I, you know, am I a good guest for this? Like, I do want a book deal. Okay, like throw your hat in the ring, like reach out to a publisher, like, or make your own book. Like, it's about putting yourself there, letting yourself be known. I think another interpretation of this for me is that maybe, you know, you feel like online is very saturated and there's all these people kind of like selling things and, you know, you're afraid to jump in there. But that's part of like throwing your hat in the ring. I was having this conversation recently about content and I was like, oh my gosh, like it feels heavier and heavier to do content these days, especially on social. Like the podcast content feels light and airy and freezy, but and breezy, freezy, breezy. But sometimes the social stuff feels like really dense. And I was talking to Sophie about it and we kind of just decided that like, even though it does feel dense, we need to throw our hat in there. Like there is a lot of dark stuff and a lot of like heavy stuff and bad stuff and fake stuff. So like we are the light. We have to throw the light in there. We're not fixing anything or, you know, we can't just like stand by and not allow our light in. So as much as it kind of feels like the opposite of like what I want to do, I do know that we need to throw our hat in the ring. Like we need to keep putting ourselves out there, being seen, like even when it feels hard, like this is the most important time to be doing it, to be putting that light out there, even though it maybe feels saturated. For me, it's not that I feel saturated, it just feels like social is so yuck, you know, that like, do I want to be part of that? But it's that social is going to exist with or without me. Me pulling myself out is not going to do anything, but I need to put my light in there. Like I deserve to put my light. It is my calling to put the light in there. So we throw our hat in the ring. So there's like different meanings to this one, but it's about like putting yourself out there, making that ask, not waiting for the invitation. I know some of you guys have that thing in your human design that you have to wait to be asked. I don't know about that this time, but like definitely making sure that you are being seen, that you are being heard, that your name is being considered, that you are asking for a seat at the table. Message number 6. This is about numbers. So, of course, hopefully one of the things we're doing at the end of the year is looking at numbers. It's a good time to look at numbers. Either your accountant is asking you for the numbers or whatever, but at some point you're looking at numbers, hopefully. And it feels like your numbers want to say something to you. So for some of you, the numbers are going to tell a story, but for most of us, what we're going to see is that there is a number that has a lot of potential for growth. So you may be trying to grow a certain number. Maybe you're saying like, man, I really want to grow my Instagram number. And you've been looking at that all this time. But then at the end of the year, when you know, really look at all the data and you're like, okay, my email number, my podcast number, my this product that we sold, that number, like all these numbers together, there's one and maybe a few, but I really see like one in particular that's going to tell you like, wow, if you just put a little bit of focus on me, I'm going to grow. But you've been looking at this other one that it's like too much to grow. You know, it's kind of like kids, I feel like, you know, in a way, like putting some emphasis on the younger one actually like gives me more bang for my buck than the older one right now, because the older is like moving into new stages, is obviously more developed, has a little bit more of like their own opinions at this point, where the little one is much more moldable at this time, right? So like as a parent, if I want to have impact, maybe I'm going to put it into the younger one. I like to think that I put effort into all three of them, but just an example. There's something like that with your numbers. So my sense is that you're going to look at your numbers and there's going to be one thing that happens first is that you're going to realize you didn't hit your goal. Like last year, you might have intuitively said like, I want to make $1 million this year. And like, you did not hit that shit, which will be very humbling. But the reason you did not hit it is because you were picking a random number rather than letting your numbers tell you which one is going to win the race. So you want to almost like look at your numbers as like those racehorses, you know, and really being like, this one has the most potential, even though it's not as flashy and it's like not as fun. And it is a big shift for me to put my attention on my email numbers rather than my social numbers, because I've been putting all this effort on social numbers. but there's a number that is going to outrace the other ones if you put effort into it. And that's, it's an inspiration that like is going to inspire next year. And that actually brings me to message number seven, because message seven is about getting ready for 2026. And 2026 is about the mature leader. Like you move into this mature leader and you stop thinking about like the glitz and the glam and the shiny things, or maybe like the gold rushes, you know? I mean, we're still operating from a gold rush that happened a long time ago, which was social media, right? Like there was a gold rush. People that have huge numbers, not to say that you can't get huge numbers today, but a lot of people that have huge numbers today is because they've been in the game for so long. And that was a gold rush, but that gold rush does not exist anymore. People have taken up plots of land and there's a lot more people like looking for gold, where before there was 20, now there's 20,000, right? So that is like this shiny object, literally this gold that's been shining and trying to get our attention, when the truth is the mature leader knows to like not look for that, but instead to look for opportunity. So these numbers actually are going to show you opportunity rather than just chasing what everybody else is chasing. Like be the person on the side getting, you know, a lot of opportunity by something so random, whether that's in-person stuff, whether that's like a weird number from your, this product that you have. But let those numbers tell you what you're supposed to put energy into and put focus into, not letting like the rest of the business world telling you what it is or what you think it is or what you thought it was in 2016. Like it is 2025. We are moving into 2026. We need to be here, be present, and really those numbers are going to tell you that story. So again, just wrapping up with seven, which I already kind of told you what it was, it's the mature leader. We're getting ready for 2026. So a lot of things that come forward are just kind of little seeds or just little feelings that are leading you into 2026. That's what we're going to see. Nothing like super monumental kind of happens at this last quarter for you and in your business necessarily, but it's like setting you up for the new energy. There's a big energy shift coming into you, and 2026 is mature leader, where this year and maybe even the year before seemed like sensitive creative. And it's not that the creative goes away. It's just that the creative has brought herself here. Like this is like as far as she can go right now. This is as far as she can grow so far. She needs that mature leader to like now spread the message about this creative that has been being like groomed and like kind of showing effort. And then next year is more like the leader knows what to do with that creative, if that makes sense. So it's not that the creativity goes away, but it's more that there is this realization of like, this is as much that the creative can do on its own. Now we have to go to the next level, which requires a leader. Another message here for that one was felt to me that there is this like sensitive, creative, like lifestyle oriented version of you that wants to live. And I feel like you're thinking this is within your business, but I honestly feel like this is outside of the business. And that's why this is getting a little bit confused. Like outside of your business, there's this creative who wants to live and wants to express. And when she gets mixed into the business, then the business gets very confused. So what I feel is like you're getting ready for and what's going to kind of show itself is that you're going to decide like, okay, this is the structure of the business. Like this is the container we're making in this business so that more can come in and even more money can come in. Like that's what business is for, to bring you money. More money can come in so that I have money to pay for the things that sensitive, lifestyle-focused creative wants to live. And it doesn't need to be her work. So, and it could even be just like, we make money to invest in some like art that she wants to do that has no pressure on it. So that mature leader, we may even see it make a mature decision for the business to grow into something that is a little bit more like, this is the mature thing to do. I don't want to say the smart thing because it's still very heart-centered. It's like this is the mature thing to do. We can make this mature choice because we can do hard things, and that we are, it's okay, we're worthy of making more money. It's okay to bring in more money. Like, we deserve it. And then there's like a safety that then allows that lifestyle focused part of you to actually live. So that's why we let the mature leader move forward, where the creative, like her being the leader, brings a lot of like up and down, and it brings a lot of confusion sometimes, because the creative is like really meant to go with the seasons and with the times and with the flow. And she needs rest. And then sometimes she needs to go, go, go. Like, there's all this different, which is so beautiful about the creative, but she's really begging for a little bit of some mature choices that need to be made so that more can come in. And when that more comes in, like, she's going to live, be able to live her best life. And I feel like that more is money. And it just feels like it's more resource. So to follow a little bit of the mature choice, follow a little bit of the mature leader so that you can have more time for that lifestyle focused part of you, and to notice that they're a little different. Like, that doesn't not have to be involved in the business. I know I'm leaving that a little murky for you guys, but I think I'm doing that on purpose, and we'll probably get more answers in the future episodes. All right, friends, that's a lot. I'm excited. Take advantage of this last quarter, October, November, December. Get ready for 2026. Push yourself outside of your comfort zone. Enjoy it. There's more coming. There's more expansion. But we gotta move forward with, like, I feel like a knight, you know, just like moving forward. All right, my friends, I love you so much, and I will see you in the next episodes. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.